Ricky Bates.
Mr. Art Linkler.
Come here to talk to you in the vein, which I know you enjoy, requires at least 3 or 4 days of Jekyll and Hyde type preparation. Starting last Sunday with a complete rereading of George Jessel's book. Then on Monday, down at CBS Television City, going into the men's room and writing dirty words on the wall. On Tuesday, I knew I was getting into the mood when my children came down to breakfast, and I called them all little sons of bitches. This morning, when purely ad lib, I phoned my mother-in-law in San Diego and told her to go fuck herself.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. You had no doubt. I know this about you. We're ready to make the turn to the radio obituaries, but first I want to remind you that you really should be thinking about your future. So go to feedthepig.org. Of course, the radio obituaries, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Tonight is no different, as we thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance in the matter. Remember, this is the last of the radio obituaries for the radio obituary year beginning November 1st, ending tonight. This matters because of the radio obituary retrospective poll that's coming up. Oh, it's coming up. Because Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., your titular head of research, he's going to be polling you. to find out which radio obituaries you would like to hear retrospected on the Saturday night following Thanksgiving. Be ready for that. It's going to be all up in your business over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But now we move on to the initial radio obituary for John Zacherly. Aww. He was an American television host, radio personality, and voice actor, best known for his long career in TV as a horror host known as the Cool Ghoul out of Philadelphia. He did lots of voice work for various movies, recorded top 10 novelty rock and roll songs, including Dinner with Drac in 1958. You may have seen him on American Bandstand or all kinds of places. He got around. John Zacherly just passed away at 98. I guess somehow or another, they're going to make me play Halloween music at some point, but at least we're going to start with monkey content as we begin the initial radio obituary for John Zacherly right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I got a monkey tale for you, a gory story, sad but true, about a little monkey and a monkey dance he made the people do. On stage and screen and on TV, the smallest dancing monkey in the whole wide world, no bigger than a flea. Then one day, very strange, the monk began to change. And as he danced, he grew and grew. He grew and grew and he grew and grew until he grew as tall as you. Monkey do a dance when he is 5'2". No more the smallest monkey in the whole wide world. His stardom days were through. Hello? Is this the William Morris Agency? What's that? Don't call you, you'll call me. Hello? Is this the Rothbard Agency? What? Are you trying to make a human out of me? He was forgotten then until he danced again. And as he danced, he grew and grew. He grew and grew and grew and grew until he grew to 12'2".
Wow!
And now a King Kong thing is he. He hollers down at you and me, 'cause he's the biggest monkey in the whole wide world. We gonna dance for him. Through the nauseous night I'll soar, I'll wade through pools of rancid gore. I'll slide through clumps where maggots squirm, I'll skin dive where piranhas churn. I'll tread the reeking, oozing swamp, through corpse-filled quicksand beds I'll stomp. Through vampire nests I'll wend my way, where werewolves dwell I'll pass today. I'll lift your coffin lid, my dear, my nose will tell me you're still there. I'll realize my lifelong dream to wish you happy Halloween. Kiss my girl, I lift little bitty holes on her neck. What do you think of that, eh? Problems, problems. Whenever I dig a chick, they make me put her back. Racka, 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 racka. Did you ever, did, confound it all, did you ever, will you stop that rat? Oh, for heaven's sake, man. When my manicurist gets finished with my 10 fingernails, she's too tired to do the other hand. My analyst won't even talk to me since I've stopped putting water in his cage. Oh, you girls must be out of your mind, really. How do you get out of here? Which way to the World's Fair? We're trying to get better understanding between men and monsters. That's why we're here, you know. Let go of my leg, my dear. The other one, the other. When the sky is gray and the moon is hazed, I'll be down to get you. Roots of earth will shake. Sinister purpose knocking at your door. Come and take my hand. Burn away the goodness, you and I remain. Did you see the last war? Well, here I am again. Sinister purpose knocking on your coffin lid. Come, come and take my hand. The old lady likes me to sing this song to her. I'm her favorite ghoul, you know. All right, my dear, knock, knock, knock on your coffin door. Open up. There you go. Oh, my. What have you done to yourself, my dear? You didn't have to put all that makeup on. I would have recognized you anywhere. It's been a while, my dear. Once a year at Halloween, you know. When the sky is gray and the moon is hazed, I'll be down to get you. Roots of earth will shake. Now move over, my dear. Give me a little room, eh? I can set you free, make you rich and wise. We can live forever. Look into my eyes. Sinister purpose knocking at your door. Come and take my hand. Look, get a little more. More, more, my dear. We have until the sun comes up, you know. It smells rather weird in here. Is that you or me, my dear? Sinister purpose knocking at your door.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Little Royal. He was known as the leader of the American soul and R&B group Little Royal and the Swingmasters. Did some solo work in the 60s and 70s, but he was the half-brother of James Brown. That's really where everybody knows him from. He worked with people like Teddy Pendergrass and Bobby Parker. Had a big song, well, he had a song, Razor Blade, that ended up being sampled by numerous artists, including Ice-T. Little Royal just passed away at 82. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Penultimate radio obituary is for Bobby V. The American pop singer, he was a teen idol in the 60s. With 38 Hot 100 chart hits, 10 in the top 20, he did lots. His first single that he wrote was Susie Baby, and it was a nod to Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly, of course. The Bubbles in the Think Tank connection to Bobby V would be that tune, Red Rubber Ball. Not that we ever liked it, but Bill Brinkmahler. Well, we used to buy these suckers. We ate candy way back in the mid-80s. And we bought these suckers, and they were called thumb suckers. And they were shaped like a thumb, and they had this little red rubber cover over them. I still have a few of these, I'm sure, in the Bubbles in the Think Tank / Unsanitary Outhouse archives. And yes, I did make the Bill Brinkmahler / gesture for that. But he would wear the thumb, just the thumb, after the sucker was gone, and sing Red Rubber Thumb instead of Red Rubber Ball. So that's my Bobby V story for you tonight. I'm just going to stop right there and say Bobby V just passed away at 73 and jump right into the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I got an anonymous phone call from someone last night, and a voice soft and low said, listen here, friend, your girl's going out with some other guy, and I think you should know, your girl is untrue. Know, there's somebody new, and the love of your life, she's making a fool of you. I hung up the phone and I went to my room and I cried all through the night, and I said to myself, if I lost your love, my life would just end. So I'm begging you, please say it's a lie from some envious guy, and the only thing true is you love me like I love you. Yeah, I said to myself, if I lost your love, my life would just end. So I'm begging you, please, please say it's a lie from some envious guy. And the only thing true is you love me like I love you. The only thing true is you love me like I love you. I got an anonymous phone call from someone last night.
Safely walk to school without a sound.
Sydney walked to school without a sound. Well, here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I dream while I'm in bed, while silly thoughts go through my head. About the bugs in the alphabet. And when I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. 'Cause I can tell that we are gonna be friends. 'Cause I can tell that we're gonna be.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bobby Ellis. Oh, by the way, thank you, Chairman of the Board, sweet Joe Silver. You're so right. Thank you. If you don't know what we're talking about, you got to go over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group to find out. I'm not afraid to admit that I was confused, but you're so right. Anyway, antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bobby Ellis, the Jamaican trumpet player. He worked with Peter Tosh, Burning Spear, the Revolutionaries, Coxon Dodd, you name it, Herbie Mann, Lee Scratch Perry, everybody. Bobby Ellis just passed away at 84. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Boss.
I think that makes it the penultimate radio obituary tonight is for Ted V. Mickles, the independent filmmaker primarily of the horror cult film genre. Some days I think I should move the obits to the front of the show, but I'm not doing that. The penultimate radio obituary is for Ted V. Mickles, the American independent filmmaker primarily of the horror cult film genre. He produced and directed many movies, including The Girl in Gold Boots in 1968, The Astro Zombies, The Doll Squad, that's all the way up into 1973, and then he went on in the late 60s, early 70s to operate his own recording label, Genini Records. They primarily issued radio spot advertisement records to promote his various movie projects, but also released a number of standalone singles by artists like Vic Lance and Little Leon Payne, which I love that. Ted V. Mickles just passed away at 87. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Beware the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for the songwriter, Robert Bateman. He was an R&B singer and a record producer, best known for co-writing Please Mr. Postman and If You Need Me. If You Need Me, of course, co-written with Sonny Sanders. We just did his obit last week. Really? Isn't that? I hate it when that happens. But it happens a lot. Robert Bateman just passed away at, that would be 80. And it's the ultimate radio obituary. We're gonna start with one we all know right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, wait, hey, 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 Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman, look and see.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is there a letter in your bag for me?
Right next to his, it almost brought me to tears.
If you need me, why don't you call me? Said if you need me, why don't you call me? Don't wait too long when things go wrong. I'll be there where I belong. Said if you want me,
that just about wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Robert Bateman, and also tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Of course, you'll want to be back next week for yet even more silliness for your stick-shaking action, but you know what next week is? It's the show before the presidential election, so therefore, it is David Peel and the Super Apple Band with John Lennon for President, the quadrennial favorite here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand it over to the Melanated Hour right here on WMFO. But it's the ultimate tune in the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Robert Bateman right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.